Klaus and I are happy to introduce you, Violet said, with more bravery than I would have had when faced with meeting Count Olaf again. Aunt Josephine, this is Count...
No, no, Violet, Aunt Josephine interrupted. Watch your grammar. You should have said, Klaus and I will be happy to introduce you, because you haven't introduced us yet.
But, Violet started to say.
Now, Veronica,
Count Olaf said, his one eye shining brightly as he looked down at her.
Your guardian is right, and before you make any other mistakes, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Captain Sham, and I have a new business renting sailboats out on Damocles' dock. I am happy to make your acquaintance, miss.
I am Josephine Ann Whistle, Aunt Josephine said, and these are Violet, Klaus, and Little Sunny Baudelaire.
Little Sunny, Captain Sham repeated, sounding as if he were eating Sunny rather than greeting her. It's a pleasure to meet all of you. Perhaps someday I can take you out on the lake for a little boat ride. Ging, Sunny shrieked, which probably meant something like, I would rather eat dirt.
We're not going anywhere with you, Klaus said. Aunt Josephine blushed again and looked sharply at the three children. The children seem to have forgotten their manners as well as their grammar, she said. Please apologize to Captain Sham at once.
He's not Captain Sham, Violet said impatiently. He's Count Olaf.
Aunt Josephine gasped and looked from the anxious faces of the Baudelaires to the calm face of Captain Sham. He had a grin on his face, but his smile had slipped a notch, a phrase which here means grown less confident as he waited to see if Aunt Josephine realized he was really Count Olaf in disguise. Aunt Josephine looked him over from head to toe and then frowned.
Mr. Poe told me to be on the watch for Count Olaf, she said finally.
But he did also say that you children tended to see him everywhere.
We see him everywhere, Klaus said tiredly, because he is everywhere.
Who is this Count Omar person?
Captain Sham asked.
Count Olaf, Aunt Josephine said, is a terrible man who...
is standing right in front of us, Violet finished. I don't care what he calls himself. He has the same shiny eyes, the same single eyebrow.
But plenty of people have those characteristics, Aunt Josephine said. Why, my mother-in-law had not only one eyebrow, but also only one ear.
The tattoo, Klaus said. Look for the tattoo. Count Olaf has a tattoo of an eye on his left ankle.
Captain Sham sighed and, with difficulty, lifted his peg leg so everyone could get a clear look at it. It was made of dark wood that was polished to shine as brightly as his eye and attached to his left knee with a curved metal hinge.
But I don't even have a left ankle, he said in a whiny voice. It was all chewed away by the lachrymose leeches.
Aunt Josephine's eyes welled up, and she placed a hand on Captain Sham's shoulder.
Oh, you poor man, she said,
and the children knew at once that they were doomed.
Did you hear what Captain Sham said? She asked them.
Violet tried one more time, knowing it would probably be futile, a word which here means filled with futility.
He's not Captain Sham, she said. He's...
You don't think he would allow the lachrymose leeches to chew off his leg? Aunt Josephine said, just to play a prank on you?
Tell us, Captain Sham. Tell us how it happened.